Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
All before. Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
3:03 coming up on the Gym Class here for a Wednesday on KGYM. We are jam-packed today. Evan Flood's going to talk Wisconsin Badger football with us. We're going to talk with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Also coming up on the program, Kevin Lehman's going to join us from down in St. Louis. Yeah, it's September 19th, but it's Missouri Valley Conference Basketball Media Day. We'll talk about all that and more, including a Bowling Night in America preview as Gym Class comes your way on KGYM. Welcome in to the Wednesday edition of the program. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today as we join you on this. It's 3:04 right now, and the sun's starting to come out. About a half hour ago, it was a monsoon season out there. You waited as long as you could to make the trek over here today, didn't you?
I did. I waited it out, and there have been, three or four rounds of significant rain in Cedar Rapids and eastern Iowa. Nothing like the Carolinas experience, but it could very well affect river levels. And if that's the case, we'll let you know.
Yeah, please be careful out there. If you do see any water running across the street, please just be cognizant of it. If it is very deep, please don't drive through it. Use your common sense out there. And we'll get through this okay. Got a great show for you as you're waiting for the rain to subside or the levels to go down so you can get home. As I mentioned, Evan Flood's going to be joining us to talk Wisconsin football. He will be on here in about five, 6 minutes or so. Then Chris Liss of rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. And I know you have a lot of them out there. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. And then we'll close up shop today talking some hoops. Kevin Lehman going to join us from Missouri Valley Conference Media Day for basketball, men's and women's, down at St. Louis, the site of Arch Madness, at least for the men, and at least one piece of significant news as far as the Panthers are concerned with UNI. They brought Isaiah Harris and Wyatt Lohaus down today, and along with Ben Jacobson. Tanya Warren, I know, for UNI, brought down three of her players for the Panthers. And the news today is Trey Burhau, who is an incoming player for the Panthers, played for Pepperdine previously, averaged 10 points a game, just a little bit over 10 points a game. Thought he was going to be sitting out this year, and the NCAA has granted him a waiver to play this year. That's a big boost to the UNI Panthers, and we'll ask Kevin how big a boost that is to the Panthers in the Mo Valley this year.
Wouldn't think it would hurt.
Not at all.
I'm interested to learn more about the guy.
I am too. So we'll talk about that coming up with Kevin Lehman. And we'll talk about the Mo Valley getting into the Final Four again and how life is with Porter Mosier and everybody at Loyola. And we'll see if Sister Jean made it down to St. Louis as well. We'll ask all those pertinent questions of Kevin coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Are you a member of the Third Base Mug Club yet? If not, all you need is $25. You get a lifetime membership of happy hour price beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Stop on by. Join today at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Appreciate their help with us. You can also reach us via the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That's at 319-366-1600. I know people are going to be really using that when we talk to Chris Liss. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And we have not forgotten, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, week three of what we like to refer to as hashtag BNA Bowling Night in America comes up tonight.
Yeah, we'll let you know where the Rusty Nails are at tonight and who the opponent is.
You want to do that now, or are you not prepared?
I can do it now, yeah.
Okay, we can do a early version.
What do you mean I'm not prepared?
Oh, I knew you. I
I know you didn't mean that.
I didn't mean it in that fashion. Didn't mean it in that fashion. But yes, a preview of Bowling Night in America. And it's brought to you by our good friends at May City Bowl. They are on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Terrific pro shop that they have. And stop on by. Ask them about leagues. You can still get in some fall leagues. Ask them as well about open bowling opportunities.
Yeah, week three, as you mentioned, and the Rusty Nails sit at 3-5 on the year. Rough week last week. Try to
low handicap, so going into tonight.
Yes. Try to right the ship tonight against Viking.
Oh, Viking. Which
not Viking. Viking Lounge has a new name.
That is correct.
That's Buzz and Warren and the guys.
Right. So
this is Gardeman and others. So,
all right.
Lanes 19 and 20, right next to the women's league. See some good bowling in that league as well.
Sneak a few over.
Exactly.
Help us out.
Try to get on the positive side of things tonight in the mature Evergreen League. And if you'd like to inquire, as you mentioned, Scott, about anything regarding bowling, the pro shop, leagues, parties, give May City a call, 362-0136, or visit the website maycitybowlcr.com. Results tomorrow.
Hopefully happy results, at least for us. Hopefully happy results. We got everyone's handicap established now, so we don't have to worry about that or payments or anything like that. We can just concentrate on bowling tonight.
A lot of paperwork and whatnot the first couple
weeks.
There
is a lot of paperwork involved. Especially when you're not there to sort things out. Coming up on the show again today, we've got two opportunities for you to win. We'll ask for two winners, not right now, but in a little bit here before 4 o'clock to win KGYM and the Gazette. They want to help you celebrate Kirk Ferentz's 144th win a couple weeks ago as the Iowa Hawkeye football coach, taking over as the all-time career wins leader. The Gazette has come up with a commemorative poster, and you can win one free this week, courtesy of us here at KGYM. And if you are the winner, your name goes into the drawing on Friday. We're going to be drawing for that, for tickets for the homecoming game against Maryland coming up on October the 20th. We're going to talk about Iowa and Wisconsin. The big showdown on Saturday night at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. We'll do that with Evan Flood. It covers the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Ha! DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Hey! Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back in the gym class at 313 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 here in Cedar Rapids and in Iowa City. We got baseball tonight at 8:30. The Dodgers a game and a half lead now over the Colorado Rockies after the Turner home run, the walk-off last night. They will try to extend that lead at home at Dodger Stadium. We'll have it at 8:30 for you tonight on all three frequencies right here on KGYM. Also, it was leaked today, Mark. Maroon 5 apparently is going to be your halftime entertainment at this year's Super Bowl game. Good, I think. Not bad. You can do a lot worse than Maroon 5, right?
If they're good for Cedar Rapids, they're good for the Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that'll be coming up in early February. Coming up on Saturday night, it will be Iowa and Wisconsin. And covering the Wisconsin Badgers for 24/7 Sports, Badger 24/7, CBS Sports, and maybe even the Sun Prairie Times or whatever the newspaper is. It's our friend Evan Flood joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. And Evan, how you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. And well, it's the first week of Big Ten play, but a lot of people are pointing to this one maybe as the game for the Big Ten Western Division Championship. Is that what you're thinking?
I think it's a little too early to say that, but, you know, on paper, you know, I would definitely put these two teams at the top of the Big Ten West. I believe, you know, last 6 years, the last 4 years, the winner has gone on to play in the Big Ten Championship, the winner between Iowa and Wisconsin. And, you know, looking at what we've seen through the first three games of the season, I don't think you can say anybody else has certainly emerged as a contender to knock off these two yet.
A big question, Evan, that folks are contemplating this week, of course, is Wisconsin's home loss to BYU. How the Badgers will react could be a variety of ways. What do you think?
I'm interested to see as well. I think Wisconsin this week has kind of played it cool and said, you know, kind of, you know, sort of reached out to the fans through the media saying everything's going to be fine. We're going to be fueled by this. We're going to bounce back. But, you know, they were really dominated on both sides of the ball by BYU, something you don't expect to see from Wisconsin in against a lesser non-conference opponent, let alone in their home stadium where they'd won 41 straight games against non-conference foes. I mean, BYU really took away Jonathan Taylor. He got his 117 yards, but needed 26 carries to do it. Didn't really hit any big home runs. Wisconsin, and then that passing offense, wasn't able to take advantage of a BYU defense that really packed the box. And then defensively, Wisconsin struggled. They got a lot of new pieces on that side of the ball, and BYU gashed them for 9 plays of 20 yards or more, and it seemed like every time Wisconsin had seized momentum, the Cougars, you know, ripped off a big play to take it right back. And you know, this is an Iowa team that's going to play a similar brand of football. They're going to hang with Wisconsin in the trenches. So, you know, if you can't cut down on the big plays defensively and you're unable to run the football and take advantage of teams, you know, who are going to pack the box, I mean, this is kind of a scary matchup for the Badgers.
Second really good running back that Iowa's faced this year with Taylor coming in. Of course, they held David Montgomery of Iowa State in check a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sure that fact has not been lost on Taylor, the offensive line, and the rest of the Badgers.
Right. And you know, this Iowa defense, I believe, is, you know, comes in ranked second in the country in rushing defense. And again, this is for Wisconsin coming off a performance that, you know, they really struggled to run the ball. I know Taylor had 159 yards, I believe, in last season's meeting. against Iowa. He's got all of his entire offensive line back, you know, all five starters, or really six starters Wisconsin uses, are expected to be pros. But, you know, they haven't really lived up to the expectation, you know, being the nation's best offensive line, in my opinion, yet. Wisconsin's given up a couple sacks per game. You know, they've had a lot of negative plays behind the line of scrimmage. And a lot of that is also due to, you know, Wisconsin's best blocking tight end, Xander Neville, has been hurt, and he's questionable for this game as well. He makes a huge difference when you consider how much Wisconsin likes to go with their jumbo package and really do, you know, 3 yards and then a cloud of dust, and then, you know, every now and then try and hit the home run. But, you know, so this will be another big test for the offensive line, because, you know, every time Wisconsin plays Iowa, that's the one team in the Big Ten West, if not in the Big Ten in general, that can hold up with Wisconsin. But, you know, I'm interested to see if there's a fire lit under that group, because I don't think they've lived up to the expectation of being the nation's best offensive line so far this season.
Wisconsin has had a tradition of great running backs, and I'm curious why you think that is, Evan.
Well, I think it starts with the offensive line play. I mean, you know, if you can recruit great offensive linemen and you run it as much as Wisconsin does, that should be the one skill position Wisconsin can recruit nationally. I mean, Wisconsin's has a history of, you know, feeding their ball carriers a ton, and not just that, but using multiple backs. So, you know, even if you got a guy like Jonathan Taylor in your lineup, your second, third, even fourth backs in the case this season, you know, are still going to get touches. So this has always been a run heavy offense, and I think nationally you can recruit the running back position, whereas, you know, Wisconsin may struggle at other positions to recruit, specifically wide receiver on offense. You know, this is the one I think it would appeal to anybody because of their great offensive line play. And then they've had to go out of state to get a lot of guys, and especially guys from non-traditional recruiting areas. Jonathan Taylor out of New Jersey, Ron Dane out of New Jersey, Monte Ball out of Kansas City, St. Louis. So it's every now and then you get lucky and you get an in-state running back like Melvin Gordon. But, you know, for the most part, they've been able to go to Florida, Texas, New Jersey, wherever, and get some of these highly touted guys. But I think because of, you know, how much you know, you're going to get the ball in that type of pro-style offense.
Evan Flood joining us here, talking to Iowa, Wisconsin, with us on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa native Andrew Van Ginkle for the Badgers has been terrific, but he is a little bit dinged up right now. What is the latest on his status for the game on Saturday?
The coaching staff hasn't given us a ton of confidence that he's going to be ready to go. I know Wisconsin listed him as questionable, but reading the tea leaves here, you got to feel like it would be a pretty big surprise to see him play. He went down in the first half against BYU, came back out in street clothes and a boot on his foot. I believe defensive coordinator Jim Leonard said today that he hasn't done a ton in practice, though he is doing some things. So, you know, maybe there's an outside chance. But like I said, nobody's really given us that much confidence that he's going to be ready to go on Saturday.
Is this going to be the usual Iowa-Wisconsin knockdown, drag-out, 10-7 affair? Or do you see a little bit more offense?
I do see a little bit more offense, specifically, you know, I think both sides have to go into it that way this time around. Wisconsin, like I said, Wisconsin wasn't able to stretch the field much against BYU. They let BYU beat them up in the trenches. I think the Badgers have to go more play action, take some shots downfield, and then really start to loosen up the defenses and start getting guys out of the box. I think Paul Chris will definitely have some wrinkles in this one. And for Iowa, they've got a quarterback in Nate Stanley, who's one of the best in the Big Ten, and he's going to be going up against a very young secondary with three underclassmen in it, guys who have, you know, basically played their first three meaningful games of the season already here. So I think it's a good chance for Iowa to air it out too and kind of hit some chunk plays through the air as well.
Probably about time for Alex Hornibrook to have his best game too, isn't it?
It is pretty up and down. So after a poor performance against BYU, yeah, you have to figure that this is going to be one of those good ones. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, fans came in with, I think, pretty unrealistic, not unrealistic, but, you know, maybe higher than they should in terms of expectations after what he did in the Orange Bowl. I know a lot of people were excited about his career high passing yards. It was 258, four touchdowns against that Miami defense in their own stadium. All his weapons were back. All of his offensive line, his entire offensive line was back. So, you know, people were expecting a pretty huge year for him, but he's always been a guy that's sort of been up and down, real finicky, doesn't always take great care of the football, and his interception against BYU last week turned into 7 points for the Cougars. So as much as Wisconsin wants to spread the ball around and, you know, maybe open up that passing game a little more this week, it's important for him to take care of the football. He had 15 interceptions a year ago, a lot of which, or many of which, could have been easily avoided by just making smart decisions. He's already had two this year that have been pretty, pretty poor. So I think it's more important for him to limit Wisconsin's turnovers, especially in a hostile environment on the road.
Big Ten West hasn't exactly got off to the greatest of starts so far in 2018. And what do you think about the Big Ten West so far?
Yeah, I was expecting the gap to close between Wisconsin, but I thought there was a real chance, you know, things could get muddied up and, you know, the Big Ten West could really beat each other up and maybe be more competitive. Now, obviously, that could still happen. But, you know, for Iowa and Wisconsin to look, you know, obviously Wisconsin hasn't played anybody yet to really know how good they are. But just based on everything they returned from last year's 13-win squad, you have to figure they'll be competing for another West title. But, you know, just how far Wisconsin and Iowa have, you know, separated themselves has been surprising. I thought Purdue had a really good chance to challenge. When you consider that Jeff Brohm really seemed to plug some life into that program, and then they kind of just start out the season very flat with a couple of losses. Northwestern, too, had the pieces, I thought, to be really good, and, you know, they've dropped a couple of ball games. And then Nebraska, you never really knew, you know, what Scott Frost or how quickly he could turn that thing around. But I don't think anybody expected them to lose to Troy at home. So going back to your original point, you know, you hate to call the Big Ten West race in the Big Ten opener here. But, you know, when all is said and done, we could be looking at this game as the biggest in the division.
And that'll be played Saturday night down at Kinnick Stadium. And Evan, safe travels down 151, and it should be a heck of a game coming up on Saturday night.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. Evan Flood joining us here on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. You can read his stuff on Twitter. Does a great job with 24/7 Sports, Badger 24/7, and CBS Sports as well. Going to take a break. 325. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com comes your way next. Get those fantasy football questions lined up and ready to go at 319-366-1600. Back to talk with Chris after this.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 21st through the 24th. You heard right. 40% off paints and stains. With colors like Vanity Pink and Library Pewter, we've got the perfect paint for your DIY project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and talk to our experts today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what's not smart? The way hiring used to be. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes? Now there's a smarter way at ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. No wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
.328 back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Effort and Chris Liss of rotowire.com, and hopefully we'll get in touch with Chris, get it, your fantasy football questions answered. I do know the first question, and I don't need Chris to answer this one. First question is, don't play the guy that gets the most points in the league when you have the second most points in the league. My team dropped to 0-2, but had a really good week, but just got edged out by a guy that had a better week, Melvin Gordon.
He did have a good week.
Yes,
yeah.
He did. I was Melvin Gordon over the weekend, but that's okay. That's fine. We'll get a hold of Chris and get your fantasy questions answered. We also have for you the poster, the Kirk Ferentz commemorative poster, hashtag KF144. We're going to be giving a pair of those away coming up on the program today. We will do that here in just a little bit before 4 o'clock. Kevin Lehman's going to be joining us as well coming up in just a little bit.
We have afternoon baseball going on today. Two games in the books. The Twins completed the sweep against the Tigers 8-2. Former Colonel Steven Gonsalves with a very good outing on the mound. And Atlanta has defeated St. Louis 7-3. In the eighth inning now, Tampa, red-hot Tampa, leading Texas 8-3. Everything else under the lights. We have a poll question today. KGYMradio.com is where to find it. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. If you need to win a football game, who do you want on your side? Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
I want
who
luck.
Do you want on
I
your
want
side?
Luck on my side.
Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot. And behind Taco John, speaking of Emil's Hideaway, our pick six. You can catch that Friday afternoon.
Yeah, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be out of Jefferson for the tailgate tour at 3 o'clock on all three frequencies. Looking forward to that. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they're going to be live at Mulligan's coming up tomorrow as well from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We've got Jeff and Waterloo West football tomorrow night on 1600 AM. We've got NFL football on the FMs 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be the Jets and the Cleveland Browns going at it tomorrow. And that's actually an intriguing game.
It is.
Mark, Sam Darnold will be there.
A lot of folks thought it'd be Darnold against Mayfield. That's not going to be the case.
Well, at the start, maybe, but you never know how it's all going to play out. We're going to call an audible here on the program today. I have a pre-snap read for you. So
always useful.
Always useful. And we're going to get to Chris coming up in just a little bit here, but we're going to go ahead and bring in Kevin Lehman and talk with him as he is live down in St. Louis as the Missouri Valley Conference having their basketball media days going on right now, both for the men and the women down at St. Louis. Of course, St. Louis is the host for Arch Madness coming up in early March, which is really right around the corner, and it'll be a beautiful, beautiful weekend in St. Louis for that. It's a beautiful weekend down there right now, and Kevin's set to join us here, so we'll talk to Chris after we talk with Kevin. A little audible right here, and happy hoop season to you, Kevin.
It's early, Scott, but the ball's going to start bouncing here soon. Official practice starts for most of these teams toward the end of next week.
That's really remarkable right there. Is that the reason why such an early media days for the Missouri Valley this year, or is it usually this early?
No, they moved it up this year, and I believe the reason is to make players available so you get down here. Every team bought two or three players with them. So it was really a nice event. I know it's during the middle of football season, but it kind of got everybody thinking about basketball. And I'll tell you what, Scott, the Valley, you know, Loyola made that big run last year. The top of the Valley is going to be really good this year with Loyola returning three stars off that team. Illinois State returns almost everybody. Southern returns five stars. Bradley returns four stars. those Illinois schools are going to be dynamite this coming year in the Valley.
Tell us about the good news Northern Iowa got today, Kevin.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben Jackson was really excited because they have a transfer from Pepperdine, Trey Earl, and he got a waiver from the NCAA. He is eligible immediately. Now, this guy is one that Ben Jackson recruited out of high school, but went to Pepperdine, started, averaged about 10 points a game as a freshman for Pepperdine, 6'5", can guard the 2, the 3, or the 4, can really shoot it. I could just tell Ben Jackson was very excited about the news that he is eligible and able to play.
Average 10 points a game at Pepperdine, and you mentioned a good defensive player, and that's obviously first and foremost as far as UNI and what Ben Jacobson likes to do, but he's going to give UNI a little bit more length in there. Defense will be a help, and hopefully help out on the offensive end of things as well.
Well, and I really like their backcourt because they've got, finally as a senior, Wyatt Lohaus. It seems like he's been there forever. But they've got a backcourt with him, and you got the freshman A.J. Green. So I think their backcourt is going to be pretty solid. And you throw Trey Burho in there, and that's going to really help the Panthers. Now, there's a bit of bad news also, guys, because Tywan Pickford dislocated his ankle last spring. He came back, and now he's got a stress fracture. He's going to be out another 6 to 8 weeks as he put a pin in his foot. So that's a real blow to the Panthers, at least in their non-conference season.
How do you see this UNI starting lineup taking shape, Kevin?
Well, if they get Pickford eligible, I'm looking for small ball out of them, Mark, because you got A.J. Green, top 100 recruit, the first top 100 recruit in UNI's basketball history. Pickford, a runner-up freshman of the year, big-time rebounder. I think he can play the four spot and help him rebound. He's a little guy that rebounds outside his area code. You got Isaiah Brown became a defensive stopper for him. And Ben Jackson was adamant about this team can really shoot the basketball. And they've struggled the last 2 years to shoot it consistently because his offense is based on the ability to knock down the three ball, open up driving lanes. Then the big question, I guess, how much will Austin Fife, as he develops, man that five spot in the middle for the Panthers?
I was just going to say, the two guys I'm really looking at, maybe even three, you got to have Fife, McDonald, have some of those guys really take that next step. And then I think a little bit of more consistency from Spencer Haldeman on the outside, just making that three, making defenses come out and really get on him to open things up in the middle.
Well, we know that Wyatt can shoot the basketball. Haldeman has stretched where he's really shot it well, actually shot it better 2 years ago. And evidently, Trey Burho can really fill it up also. So that's really going to help him. And that's, you know, they struggle with point guard play these last 2 years when they've struggled in the league. They've also struggled to consistently make shots. Remember all those dry spells they had last year, guys? It was kind of tough to broadcast their games because they go for, you know, multiple possessions without a basket. I think this team is going to be more consistent offensively, and we know that defensively they're always going to be solid under Ben Jacobson.
You expect Drake to take a step forward under a new coach?
Well, you know, I recruited Darren DeVries when I was at UNI, and I was there with him for 2 years before I went to Nebraska Omaha. I love Darren DeVries. I think he'll do a great job there. This is not the year, though, Mark, that you want to be a new coach in the Valley because the top is so loaded. 37 of the 50 starters return. I mentioned those four Illinois schools are going to be really good. So I think it's going to be a tough go here. But he was really confident on the way that the other coaches, the way he assembled a team so quickly, because he had three players when I visited after the Final Four. He just got that position. And now he's put a pretty good roster. He has a couple transfers. He's got Nick Norton, whose dad, Randy Norton, played for Iowa back in the 79 and 80, the Regina product, as a fifth-year transfer. Of course, they got the transfer from Iowa. So this backcourt might be okay, but probably going to miss some depth up front.
Loyola reiterated what we all knew, and that's the fact that nobody really wants to play them now since they made the great run. And I don't think anything like that is going to change as far as the Valley or any conference outside the Power Five, is it?
Well, that's kind of a question going around. I think you could almost go to seven leagues, multiple bid leagues, the Power Five. Of course, the Big East is considered a major conference, and the American. Now, here's the Valley. They were eighth in the RPI as far as league strength last year. They get one team in. That team makes a run to the Final Four. And if you look at the history of the Valley guys, they've had great success. Sweet 16 teams, two teams in the Final Four in the last few years with Wichita State making the run and now Loyola. If you're the committee, don't you have to look at the success that the Valley has had in NCAA play and look at it as a multiple bid league?
You would think yes. But
it seems pretty simple to you and I, but they can't quite get it.
But it hasn't been the case over the last two or three years.
Well, the big thing now is the Valley's got to get wins in what we call those MTE, multiple team events. Northern Iowa's going to be playing in the Virgin Islands in the Paradise Jam. Illinois State's in the K-9 Classic, the one that the Hawks played last year. And here's a big matchup, guys. Mountain West Valley Challenge. You've got Nevada going to Loyola. Now, remember, they had that game that came down the buzzer in the NCAA tournament, so we've got a little bit of a rivalry going here, and that may be a game that has top 25 implications. I see Nevada is in most people's top 25 poll.
Yeah, they're going to have a good run and a good team coming up this year, certainly, and I think you and I has got the opportunity to have one. The parts are there. People haven't seen A.J. Green. I think they're going to see real soon why he's a top 100 guy, especially after that first crossover step-back fadeaway three that he hits.
Well, I like the fact that he's going to play alongside a senior in Wyatt Lowhouse and some other guys. Isaiah Brown became a defensive stopper for him. They really know the Panthers. They got to get Pickford healthy because I think he's really that X factor. Because of his ability to rebound and defend at both ends.
Hoops is around the corner. We'll talk a lot more as it gets a little bit closer, Kevin, but enjoy St. Louis, and always good talking basketball with you, even in September.
Well, guys, I know it's a big week for football in Iowa City with Wisconsin coming in, but we got to talk a little hoops.
And we got it done, didn't we?
We did, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right,
Take
Kevin.
Care, Kevin.
Kevin Lehman joining us from down in St. Louis, MVC, Missouri Valley Conference Media Days for the men and the women as well going on down there. We'll take a break, come back, and we are going to hopefully get caught up with Chris Lewis of rotowire.com, courtesy of I'm On Communications, and talk with Chris. We'll do that when we come back.
Can't be at the stadium? Watch the game at Mulligan's. They've got screens everywhere, so it's all the game without any of the parking hassles, cold weather, or restrooms a mile away. Mulligan's also has touchdown dance-worthy football specials. Every Hawkeye and NFL game day, order up $3 tall boys and half-price wings all day long. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Steve.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits, one very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Jim Scatunash. Get ready for Jefferson football action tomorrow afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Back with you on the Gym Class here in KGYM here at 3:42. We have the poster giveaway. We'll have that before 4 o'clock coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is also the phone number. If you would like to reach us and talk with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, he is set to join us right now. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, not only the official sponsor of Chris's appearance, but also, of course, our sponsor of our knockout pool going on right now, which is down to 28 already, which is not unusual. Most of them that I've been looking at and associated with are also down.
That tie hurt people.
That tie with Pittsburgh and the first week with New Orleans really devastated people. I don't know if Chris has been devastated by that or not, but we bring him in right now with RotoWire.com. Chris, how you doing?
If you want to know, I did lose three out of four of my pools on the Saints in week one. And I had one Raven that's still alive. And this week's really interesting because the Vikings are the huge favorite this week, but everybody's using them. So there's a point at which if everybody in your pool is using the favorite, you want to take the second-best team because in the unlikely event that the Vikings lose, you win the whole pool right there. Now, I know people would say, well, they're not going to lose. It's ridiculous. But there's always a 5% chance that an NFL team loses to another NFL team no matter what the spread. 5% is the minimum. And you wouldn't get on an airplane with a 5% chance to crash. 5% is real. You know, I mean, it can happen.
Ton of texts rolling in for you, Chris. As usual, let's get to them. 1288 is in a half-point PPR league. Needs three running backs out of this group. David Johnson, Lynch, Thompson, Collins, and Morris. Need three.
Collins, David Johnson, half PPR?
Yep.
I'll say Lynch in half PPR. It's close between him and Thompson.
Okay, 91-36. Need 2.5-point PPR. DeSean Jackson, Giovanni Bernard, and Isaiah Crowell.
Definitely Gio, and I'm going to say DeSean Jackson.
51-02, Chris. I dropped Fitzgerald. Drop Garcon or Crowder to pick him up or stand pat in a standard league?
Who is he trying to pick up?
He's trying to pick up Larry Fitzgerald, and he wants to drop Garcon or Crowder and pick up Fitzgerald.
I would drop either one. In the standard league, I'd drop Crowder. He has no upside in the standard league.
76.99.
Another Fitzgerald, really, but yeah, a little bit more.
Okay, 76.99. The red hot Fitzpatrick or Stafford?
I would go Stafford against the Pats.
1597 is in a PPR league. Cooper or Watkins, and also Wentz or Fitzpatrick?
Cooper, and that's a tough one, Wentz, Fitzpatrick. I mean, I'll say Wentz, but it's kind of crazy. Fitzpatrick's on these monster games, and Wentz hasn't played in a year, but I'll say Wentz.
7966 in a non-PPR. Should I trade Burton or Kittle for Jimmy Graham?
I would probably trade Burton for Jimmy Graham, but it's close, 50-50.
A lot of Fitzpatrick questions coming in today, Chris. 41-13, Fitzpatrick or Watson?
I would go Watson against the Giants. I hate to admit it.
Don't you just have to just run with Fitzpatrick until, you know, he shows he doesn't do it anymore, which is going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, Watson had 300 yards and a bunch of rushing yards last week. And Fitzpatrick, I mean, it's just he's 35. I mean, it's just he can't all of a sudden be a different player. He, you know, he's got some good weapons. The system's working, but they're going to look at the film. I hear you. I mean, you know, after 1 week, I would have said, no way would you start Fitzpatrick. After two, you got to think about it, but I'd still go Watson.
We'll get to the phones here in a minute. 0909 on the text line. Crazy question, Chris, but should I start Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
Not a crazy question at all. Ooh, that is tough. I guess Mahomes. I mean, I'd like to see Josh Gordon up to full speed and then maybe start, you know, transitioning to Brady. But for now, I think Mahomes.
Ryan and Walford, should I trade Kamara for Landry and Chris Thompson in a full PPR? I'm currently starting Anunua and Amari Cooper.
No. I don't need to hear the rest. No.
No. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Jeff in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Chris. Go ahead.
Hi. I got it for a PPR league. I'm looking for either Pierre Garçon or Randall Cobb.
Ooh, those are both kind of ugly options. I guess I'll go Garçon, but it's kind of a coin flip.
Okay. And what about for quarterback Phillip Rivers or Matt Stafford?
Rivers is at the Rams. Stafford for sure.
Okay. Hey, do you think Josh Gordon's going to play on Sunday?
I don't know. I think chances are he'll play, but the Patriots are they're not the kind of team that just throws a guy in there. They like to have him prove himself a little bit. So unless I had no other options, I'd probably keep Gordon on the bench. Or unless we hear something on Sunday morning that Gordon's not going to be limited, he's going to go, unless we hear something very specific, I would bench Gordon.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it, Jeff. 319-366-1600.
Larger question on the text line on Gordon. What do you expect from him the rest of the year?
I mean, it's that the outcomes are so wide. He could just basically never play and be just sort of a scrub that, contributes now and then, or he could be, almost Randy Moss. I mean, he could be a monster. I mean, he's 6'2", 225, in great shape, runs a 4.4. I mean, he's just a monster. And with Tom Brady and that offense, he could just destroy it. But he could also just not really fit in with what they're trying to do, and it didn't cost them much, and they could just cut him. So I don't know what to expect, but just know that the ceiling is, stratosphere.
319-366-1600. Chris List joining us, courtesy of Imon Communications. And let's bring in Andy in North Liberty, who has a question about defenses. Hi, Andy.
Hey, I was just wondering if there's any tips or anything, if you're going to go like week to week on defenses, or if you're better off trying to just settle on a mediocre one, or what's a good tip on that if you don't have a good one?
Go week to week unless you have an elite one. And when you're going week to week, the easiest rule is pick the biggest favorite. Whoever's favored by the most points, pick that defense. Sometimes it's, the Vikings or the Jaguars and they're not available. But other times, you can find a defense that's a six-point favorite, the Ravens at home this week or something like that. So go with a favorite, not an underdog.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600.
0922 on the text line. Chris is in a half-point PPR and has a trade offer. I get Freeman and Blunt for Thompson and Peterson. I already have Coleman and Gurley.
It's a half PPR?
Yes.
It's fair. Blunt's basically worthless. So it's Freeman who's going to come back who knows when and have a knee problem all year. That's what I'm a little nervous about. And you get Peterson and you get Thompson are both useful, but Freeman's the upside guy. I'd probably turn it down. But it's in the ballpark. It's not crazy.
319-366-1600. Let's bring in Brandon in Iowa City up next on the phone line with a question about wide receivers. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, yeah, I'm wondering, Juju Smith-Schuster or John Brown?
I like them both, but definitely Juju Smith-Schuster.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Short but sweet right there.
1250 on the text line, Mahomes or Newton? If I trade one, what should I expect in return in a PPR league?
So Mahomes this week for sure. I mean, not for sure. You never know, but I would go Mahomes.
49ers.
I think the guy to trade is Mahomes because he's the one that's going to fetch the monster return. That's who I would trade. And I would ask for somebody good. I'd ask for A.J. Green or ask for, someone, a top receiver like that, Mike Evans, someone like that. See if you can trade Mahomes for, a massive receiver. Maybe someone will do it.
Sell high, right?
Yeah, I mean, he might keep it up all year and have a monster year, but, you know, it's a quarterback. If you still have Cam Newton, you're probably going to have a good quarterback anyway.
I'm a Chiefs fan. I love Ferrari Pat, but he's not going to throw 10 touchdown passes every 2 weeks. I know that. So I think you're right.
It's set up though so well because Tyreek Hill is like, there's nobody faster. And Sammy Watkins was the 5th overall pick a few years ago. And Travis Kelce might be the best tight end in the league besides Gronk. Maybe at this point he surpassed him. And then Kareem Hunt, he led the league in yards last year. And they got Andy Reid, he's an offensive mastermind. So it could hardly be better. And then the defense is not good, so it's going to force him to keep throwing. So he's really, you know, there's a massive upside. A
couple more texts. We'll get back to the phone line. Message for Chris. What do I do with Shady McCoy?
Well, he's questionable with the ribs. You're going to find out this weekend whether he's going to go. But, you know, the larger question, two larger questions. One, he has legal problems, and maybe those will go away. Maybe they won't. And two, you know, he's banged up, and the Bills are terrible. So I guess you just sit him this week and if you have somebody else and hold on to him for a little bit, but be ready to cut him in a couple weeks.
89-63. Sorry about your Giants, Chris.
Yeah, it was just gross. I watched it on rewind the next morning because I'm out here in Europe and, you know, the game's too late for me. And I was looking forward to it. I was all, you know, excited to watch. And what a just unwatchable disaster. Gross. I mean, how should a human being should not have to sit through that? Eli is like. He's like the victim in a horror movie. You're like, no, run. You got to free. You can get out. Go. And it's instead, like, hides in the closet where there's no escape and just waits for the murderer to just get them. You know, it's like, can you avoid one sack? Every other quarterback in the league throws the ball away. You know, Eli's taking these 10-yard sacks. It was horrific.
Oh, man, I feel for you. Jacob in Cedar Rapids up next with a question for you. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, I got a question. Full-point PPR. I need a flex. I've got Giovanni Bernard, Tevin Coleman, or Nelson Aguilar. If I start Aguilar, Wentz is my quarterback, so I'll have to handcuff. What do you think?
You got one out of those three you have to start?
Yeah, one of the three, yep.
In full PPR?
Full point PPR, yep.
I'll probably go Aguilar. I just think I like the other two, but Aguilar is going to, you know, unless Jeffrey plays, Aguilar is going to get another 12 targets. So probably start him in full PPR.
All right.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You bet, Jacob. Thanks for the question there. Chris, my best advice to everyone, and I started off the segment with it, is do not play the guy that gets the most points in your league when you get the second most. That's my sage advice this week.
It's good advice. You know, you need a good virtual defense. You got to stop the other guy from scoring, you know, and it's tough. And it really makes or breaks your season sometimes.
I was the Chiefs defense this week.
Well, Kelce came through for you.
Oh, I had a great week. Except he had a better week. Melvin Gordon.
Scheduler's bad. But, you know, I told you, I gave you, what, a B-plus, A-minus on that team?
That's right.
Yeah, I can't control the schedule, Scott, but I told you he'd score some points.
Yeah, well, Doug Baldwin hurt not having him, out right away. And now Fitzgerald's beat up, so I got some wide receiver issues. And the Patriots can start playing Sony Michel at any moment now. So we have the full-time deal. Speaking of all the questions that you need to have answered, tell the folks, Chris, how they can do that with you guys at rotowire.com.
Yeah, rotowire.com/trial. It's free 10 days. You do not need a credit card. We don't take any payment. Rotowire.com/trial for 10 days. You can get all your questions answered implicitly. Everybody is ranked quarterback, running back, receiver in order. So if you're like, do I start receiver this guy or that guy? One guy will be number 32. One guy will be number 27. And you'll know your answer. So again, it is rotowire.com/trial.
Hope for better things from your Giants this weekend, Chris.
Thank you, Scott. I do too.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Chris Liss, rotowire.com, joining us courtesy of I'm On Communications on Wednesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Another chance to talk fantasy football coming up later on with Tristan Cockcroft, I believe at 6:30 tonight on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Who doesn't like a poster?
I love a poster. We're going to give those away coming up. Tell them about the Emil's Hideaway poll question first real quick, if you could.
You bet I can. If you need to win one football game, who do you want on your side? Do you want Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Go ahead and vote. KGYMRadio.com.
Good question right there. And we've got a couple winners ready to go for some posters. Going to do that right now. Callers 5 and 6 at 319-366-1600. Along with the Gazette here at KGYM, giving you an opportunity to pick up those hashtag KF144 posters. They are celebrating Kirk Ferentz becoming the all-time win leader for the Iowa football team. Going to give away a couple of those, and you're going to go into the drawing for the Iowa-Maryland tickets given away on Friday. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Tailgate Tour.
Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more. Like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably for my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh, then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley